This is Barry Markowitz.
Who's this?
This is Roy D. Mercer. You're the fella that had to go to the hospital to get his ear checked a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Well, listen, you're the fella, you better just brace yourself, because you're getting ready to get yourself an ass whooping. My wife was one of the nurses that worked on you.
Yeah.
And she got the nerve up to tell me last night all the nasty stuff you was telling her.
What?
Yeah, you was telling her a bunch of nasty stuff.
Like what?
Like you want her to give you a sponge bath.
What, are you nuts?
By God, you'll find out how nuts I am when I come down there and whoop your ass.
He's gone.
Well, all right then.
He's already gone.
Hello.
Barry.
Who's this?
This is Brent and Phil.
Oh, okay.
Are you always that quick to hang up the phone, Barry?
Well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, man.
And you call me nuts.
I'm just off, you know? I mean, what are you doing?
I didn't mean to interrupt nothing. I'm surprised you had a hand free to answer the phone.
I got the hand standing by.
Listen, I was going to come over there and grab you by the matzo balls and wouldn't let go until it thunders, but sound like you done beat me to it. Oh, my Lord. This here is Roy D. Mercer and Mr. William Robert Thornton. He put us up to this.
Oh, I'm begging you, man. You're Christianing me down here. Jesus, I'm like, I just had a f***ing nightmare from dreaming. I got up, I pick up the phone, and some guy tells me, you should have seen the guy that drove me to the hospital.
You went to the hospital there in Little Rock?
Yeah, man, I had an ear infection. I thought I was going to pass out. And then I get to the hospital, and Jesus, the guy that drove me back.
Did you hear any banjo music there in the cab?
City, buddy.
Oh, no. You know, I think my boy Raymond learned that on the Juice Harp.
That's a great song, yeah. One of the classics down here.
Oh, I tell you what, he'll take a ride in the middle of that. And listen, you ain't no more than a nasty mouth, sassy jawed Yankee. By God, I was getting ready to come over there and box your ears.
I'm begging you, somebody.
Because listen, my wife, Sharon Jean, was one of them nurses on when you come in there, and she said you kept asking her to take your temperature rectally.
You got that right.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know what y'all do back there in New York City, but around here, that's called for an ass whooping.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know anybody lives out there.
Hey. It don't take me that long to drive over there to Little Rock. And I know how little big of a boy you are. You ain't bigger than a popcorn fart. I know that, and I'll jump right square in the middle of you, stomp a mud hole, and stomp it dry. Listen, I know you the cinematographer on that daggone movie, but I by God will be the one that yells action.
Then he'll open a film canister full of whoop ass on you.
By God.
Oh, well, you guys are funny.
You better shoot some Pantaflex on that.
I'm shooting blanks. What are you talking about?
In fact, I'm going to bring some of that Pantaflex ointment because you probably need to rub some on you.
Well, bring the lubricator while you're out. Yeah.
You do what you want to with it in that hotel room.
Boy, you boys should go to New York, move your act. You're f***ing hilarious.